Sanhedrin daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara we were discussing, the details about Ibar Hashana. So I'd like to this week get to really the crux of Ibar Hashana, and at least start the crux of Ibar Hashana, because we've been avoiding a Tosfos that Dr. Bacon has been mentioning, I think, a few times that we have to really get to. If we go back just to get familiar again with the Braisa, so the Gemara, three words from the end, 10 lines up from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrenes Hashana, Elim Kein Oyset Tzrichu, M'pnei Adrochim, M'pnei Aksharim, M'pnei Tanurei Apsochim, U'm'pnei Galuyus Yisrael, Shenekum, M'pkronom, V'adayim Lo Agriyon. So we spoke in great detail about all those different necessities. How does it work? How does the fact that there's a highway that got cracked in half suddenly have effects on level of the Araisas, that you can change when the Yisr Chametz is? I mean, that's some serious business that Bezdin needs the right to do on a level of the Araisa. We spoke about that. We spoke about whether or not this is something that has ramifications outside of Chutz La'aretz. Also, if Aliyah L'Regel is a factor, if you live outside of Chutz La'aretz, that was something we dealt with last week. Fine. But then the Gemara says, but not every necessity. Just because it's cold outside, or just because it was a stormy winter, that's not a reason to be able to be Ma'amar Hashana. So that's what we spoke about. We mentioned the Minchas Chinuch's question. What do you mean? If Bez didn't have any capability to do it for whatever reason, so then why should every reason on the books exist? So we explained, that was Itai's question, and the Minchas Chinuch explains, you have to say that it's only Midrabanan that this limiting factor exists. On a level of the Araisa, this would have been a good reason as well. But Chazal convened the Bezdin and they decided these are bad reasons. This is not going to be good PR for Jewish people if they find out that we added and we changed the calendar just because it was a little cold outside. We want to show that we have Mesiris Nefesh, and therefore Midrabanan, they canceled that reason. Fine. Then the Braisa continues. Tana Rabanan.
So
we ended last week's Chabura. What were Gozolos relevant for? So Rashi holds Gozolos were relevant for because when did everyone big their bird offerings? Who brings bird offerings, says Rashi? Azav, Azava, Yoledes. When did they bring it? When the one time they took their LL flight and they came to Eretz Yisrael. And that's when they're going to take care of all their obligations. But it doesn't really pertain to specifically Aliyah L'Regel, Rashi's forced into. But we said, the Arsameach said, no, this is the Rambam's Raya, that the Rambam is the one who holds that you could be Yotzei, Echi of Korban, Oilas Re'iyah, the Korban that you have when you're Aliyah L'Regel, does not have to be an animal offering. It could also come from an oif. And all the Rishonim say, where did the Rambam get this from? Comes all in the Arsameach, and the Arsameach says, the Rambam got it from this Braisa, Minagozolos, not talking about an external Chiyav, not talking about a Zava Zava or Yoledes, talking about the real McCoy, the real Aliyah L'Regel, and that's why the chickens were very relevant. So what does the Gemara say? Ein ma'abrenes hashana lo mipnei agdiyim v'lo mipnei atloim v'lo mipnei agozolos v'lo pirchu aval osin oson sa'ad l'shana. What does that mean? Osin oson sa'ad l'shana. Comes along Rashi, aval osin oson sa'ad. Siyag, it's like a fence, usmach l'divrayim, a support, says Rashi, la'abrenes hashana, im tzricha la'aber mipnei echad min advarim shema abrin aleihem. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, you have a regular tzorech, you have a regular necessity that now mandates that you are ma'aber sashana. I can add in this other reason of a chicken, that the chickens are very skinny. Kigon ala aviv val perisa ilon. So Rashi quotes another Gemara that now is going to explain what my sa'ad is for. So which Rashi is Rashi quoting? So we're going to skip a little Gemara now. We're going to skip the next Gemara. We're going to start to the next two dots on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tadarabanan, Abraisa. Al shlosh, we happen to have seen this brisa, but we didn't do it in great detail. Al shlosha dvarim ma'abris hashana. There are three things that you can now, for those things, be ma'abris hashana, add an extra month. Al ha'aviv, va'al peiros ha'ilon, va'al ha'tkufa. What does that mean? Three things that allow for ibur hashana. Al ha'aviv, says Rashi, im lo bishla ha'tvua, if the crops are not ripe, so that is going to cause a reason to now be ma'abris hashana. Ma'abrim. Dikroksiv, because the pasuk says b'chodesh ha'aviv, that you need the spring for these crops. The istam of Farshim, Rashi says, and there are those that explains why should it matter whether or not the tvua ripened and grew? Why? Because l'pishayim le'meichem la'akrav ha'omer, because they need now to be makrav ha'omer on Pesach. And if they're not going to have crops to be makriv, the korban ha'omer, which was from the crops, so then that's going to be a problem. So Rashi goes on, and Rashi doesn't like that shita for a theory that we're going to explain at a later time. But that's the definition of it. So basically it means the crops are not growing. Good? Fine. Al peiros ha'ilon, next Rashi. In misacher bishulam, what happens if the fruits have not ripened? Yoser mizman ha'atzeres, at what time? Shavuos time. So you see a pattern over here. One was a Pesach issue. This next one is a Shavuos issue. Why should that be a Shavuos issue, Rabosai? What is the connection between Peiros ha'ilon and Bikurim? What? So you bring the Bikurim on Shavuos. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like, and that's what I grew up assuming. There is a Shita Mekubetzes in B'choris and Daf Lamed Aleph on the base that holds that you can only bring Bikurim after Shavuos. And even though the Torah says Ubiyoma Bikurim, so Rashi Alatari tells us Bikurim there is not talking about the first fruits. That's talking about the Shtei Alechem. So the Bikurim, when the Torah says Ubiyoma Bikurim, does not actually mean necessarily, and Rashi Alatari tells us, means it's the carbon of Shavuos. But whether or not, the Mishnah says, when do you start bringing Bikurim? Minatzeres ve'elach. It's not entirely clear, and maybe if we have the opportunity, the Shita Mekubetzes in Bechoras holds that you don't actually bring the Bikurim until after the Yontif of Shavuos. It's Minatzeres v'lo ad v'ad bechlal. Most of the Rishonim hold exactly like you're saying, and that's Lechora what Rashi holds, that Bikurim is also relevant, even though the Pshuto Shel Mikra doesn't really mean Bikurim as the first fruits. However, Rashi says that's relevant to the Peiros ha'ilon and to Shavuos over here. In Misachem Bishulim Yotzim Zman Atzeres Ma'abris Atzeres Zman Hakvaras Bikurim. This is the problem with Rashi. D'chsiv Ubayoyma Bikurim. The Yad Ramah on our Gemara jumps on this Rashi and says Ubayoyma Bikurim. You yourself in the Torah in Parshas Emor tell us Ubayoyma Bikurim is referring to the Korban Shtei Alechem. That Ubayoyma Bikurim has nothing to do with the first fruits of the Peiros ha'ilon. So Rashi is a little bit problematic over here, the way he translates the Psukim, inconsistent of the way he darshins Al HaTorah and the way our Mesorah is to darshin, but be that as it may, that's the pshat Rashi says, Peiros ha'ilon. It connects to Shavuos. And what's the last one? V'al HaTkufa. Bein Al Tkufas Tamas Shemisakeves Vinim Sheches. What happens if the tkufa, the season, basically the season following the sun, the tkufa, the tkufa of Tammuz, the summer tkufa, shemes takeves v'nimsheches she'ein tkufas tishrei, nofeles ad avur achag, when does the fall season begin? After Sukkis. Says the Gemara, that's a problem. You should have Sukkis in the tkufa of Tishrei. So therefore, we gotta switch up, we gotta add an extra month, so that the solar and lunar calendar can be more linked up, that the 6th to 6th day, which exists, both in the Tishrei and the Nisan Tkufa, will happen before the Yamim Tovim. Or, Bein Al Tkufas Teves, Shenim Shachzmana, Ad Tezayin B'Nisan, Shavasa Omer Dila B'Tocha Tkufa. So that was the three reasons that are listed in the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Give me 1 second, Abe. What does the Gemara say? Ashol shedvar ma'abrim es hashana ala aviv, the growth of the crops.
Ala peris ha'ilim, the growth of the fruits. V'ala tkufa, and the equinox, and the sun and moon linking up. Al shnayim mehem me'abrim. What do I need in order to make an Iber Hashanah? Says the Gemara, I need two. Val echon me'en ein me'abrim.
Okay?
U'bizman she'oviv echon me'en ha'kos me'chim. And when Aviv is alone, everyone's happy. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says something vague. Alatkufa. Says the Gemara, alatkufa what? Alatkufa. The Gemara says when Aviv was one of the reasons, then everyone was happy. Why? Rashi says, why was Aviv one of the reasons everyone was happy? Because then, Rashi says, What's the problem? If you're going to extend Pesach in general, oh come on, you're making this an Iber Hashanah? Guess what? So for a lot of people, that causes a big inconvenience. The Isser Chadash, and not having, which many people keep, which many Sfardim keep, many Yerushalayim keep, and we, a lot of the people have the practice, the Ramah has a Kula, we'll talk about it another time, whether or not that Kula is that's the Minhag Yisrael is to follow that Kula, what it's based on, but in general, in the time, in living in Eretz Yisrael, you have no Kula. In Eretz Yisrael, everyone has to keep Chadash, not optional. And what happens if you delay it, so it's going to be an extra month, you're going to have an Isser Chadash for an extra month. But says the Gemara, but if there's no crop anyways, if the Aviv is lacking, so I'm happy, no problem. I don't have to take all, you know, I could deal with Pesach at a later time. My wife's not making me crazy to clean the house for another month. I'm Sameach, I'm fine, good. So now Rav Shimon Gamliel adds in and he says, Alatzkufa. So the Gemara has a suffix, Ibailu, Alatzkufa what? Alatzkufa you could be Ma'aber alone, or Alatzkufa everyone Sameach. So that's the Gemara's suffix. End of Gemara. So now comes Rashi, and Rashi says, but what did the Gemara say bottom line? The Gemara says, what do you need? You need two reasons. Two reasons to be Ma'aber. Maybe Tkufa might be different. Tkufa, the equinox issue, the sun and the moon, the day, that might be the one that could be independent. But everything else needs two reasons to be Ma'aber. So says Rashi, that's exactly what our Braisa meant as well. It's all connecting to the same issues. It comes to Rashi and back on the Amud Aleph, Yud Aleph. The chicks and the small animals, they can't be independent reasons, but what? They can be a sa'ad. So what does Rashi say? A sa'ad, a support, says Rashi. V'amrinim l'kamon, al shtayim me'em ma'abrim, v'alachas me'em ma'abrim. Halalu g'diyin, v'tlolim, v'gozolos, nasin sa'ad, says Rashi, great! That's pshat in our sad. You know what sad means? Sad means a support. Because the bright side on the base says you can't just be ma'abr Hashanah for one reason. You always need two reasons. So you know what? The gdim and the tlaim act as two reasons. Good, as reason number two. Good? I don't know, I have problems with this, Rashi. What in the world is going on? If you're telling me it can act as a second reason, so it's no different than anything else in all the brises. The Gemara says you need two reasons for Iber Hashanah. And let's say it wasn't Asad. Let's say it wasn't the chicks. Let's say it was the Aviv, right? What does the Aviv need? The Aviv also needs Peres Ha'ilun. Or Peres Ha'ilun also needs Tkufa. Any one of those three issues needed something else, and now Rashi's saying, and by the way, there could be additional second reasons that could be added. So why are they in different brisas, and why is there a title called Osin Osan Sa'ad Lashonah? And Peres Ha'ilun is not a Sa'ad Lashonah? Peres Ha'ilun cannot, if there's no fruits coming off the trees, that is not enough of a reason to be Ma'amr Sashonah. It's only once it's linked to a secondary reason, so then that should also be called a Sa'ad. Rashi is very, very problematic. So in light of this, Rashi, Tosis is very helpful. Look at the second Tosis on Yud Aleph and Aleph of Tanya Drachim and Vag Sharim. So Tosis is commenting
on the last brisa. If you remember, we have three brises over here. What are our three brises? The brisa that we started off with that have nothing to do with anything about the year, but have to do with technicalities that Beis Din has ran into, that they talk about highways and pavements and gullios and things that happen, you know, just totally by surprise. They happened and they weren't expected, and Beis Din had to get involved and take care of and be Ma'abar Zashana for whatever tzarachim. Good. However, then the Gemara has a second brisa that talks about animals. And the Gemara says, animals don't work, but they could be a sad. Says Rashi, what is a sad? A sad is a secondary reason to tkufa peris eilon or oven, because you need two reasons. Okay, so we weren't sure. Why isn't that in the same brisa as the Amud Beis? But now I'm going to ask an additional question. Why isn't it in the original brisa of drachim, ksharim, everything? Why doesn't it group everything together? So that's what Tosfos is bothered by. What? Oh, excellent, excellent. So says Tosfos, v'haydu leichoshev gimel simonim de lekamon. It's our Tosfos' original kasha, even before you get to the animals. Tosfos says, what does the brisa start off with? The brisa that we start off with? Ela imken ha'isam mipnei adrachim mipnei aksharim mipnei tanuri apsachim. Tosfos starts with a similar question. That's it? His brisa sounds like it's only these. But that's not true, as David pointed out. There's many different reasons on the Amud Beis that you forgot about in the brisa. Just make it one brisa. Says Tosfos, I'm going to explain to you. V'hai d'lei choshev gimel simonim d'lei kamon. What? Well, that Tosfos is starting off with the question as why didn't the first brisa include the ones to lekamon, which means the third brisa. He's going to get to your question. V'hai d'lei choshev gimel simonim d'lekamon. Why didn't you mention any of the reasons of Peir Se'ilin, Tkufa, and Aviv? That's on the brisa in Yud Alpha and Beis that we just learned. Mishum de'al shnayim mehem me'abrim. Because there, the brisa is very explicit that you need two. Yeah, and therefore, comes along to and says, Avalhani afilu echaneani. Wow. So the highways, the first brisa, works on his own. The highways are cracked, or gullus happens, any of those that are listed in the first brises that we thought, and we presented actually in one way, in a certain light, that they were actually weaker than everything else, Taiz says, absolutely not. Ma'abrim ibn Yatzarech, that can exist independently. You have to explain why, but that's what Tosfos is saying, Mikayach v'kushya, of the fact that the brises are split up. Ubebrises de besamach, and now Tosfos is asking Rashi's question. And the second brisa that's still on Omen Aleph, the gozolah shablo pirchu nami lo chashalahu, mishum da'ahanach de besamach, afilu ashnayim mehen eima abrin alav, elisha osin oso sad, im echod migimol simon. Says Tosfos, and now I'm going to explain to you what was bothering you with Rashi. What does he mean, this phrase, osin oson sad? All that means is that it can exist as a second reason. Says Tosfos, no. You see, these, the brisa on Amud Beis, you can mix and match within the brisa itself. Which means, Peiros Ha'ilon, Tkufa, or Aviv, any of those reasons, if it's lacking in the crops, lacking in the fruits, lacking in the equinox, says the Gemara, combine any of those two reasons, that's enough of a reason to be Ma'abar Es Hashana. But the items that are listed in the Sa'ad list, two of them cannot cause Ibra Sashana. They are only Choshev, and they are only a factor if they link with one of the major ones on the Brisa on Amud Beis. So now, if you have Peiros Ha'ilon alone is not enough, and normally I would say the Brisa says I need a second reason, so add on a Tkufa, comes along the Brisa on Amud Aleph and says, and even if you don't add on the Tkufa, but you have the animals that are small, that also exist as a second reason. But that can only exist as a second reason, as a subordinate reason. But if you want to combine two reasons from the Sa'ad, says Tosfos, those two things can never come together. So the Sa'ad is only important and relevant when it exists with one of the more chashiv ones of the Brisa on Amud Beis.
It's enough for two reasons.
That would count as two reasons, but it's not such a chashiv reason that you could have two Sa'ad type reasons.
That's what Tosa says, and that's how Tosa resolves all these different brises. Mm-hmm. Correct. Exactly. It's got a link to something on the brice on Amud Beis, and that's how Tosa resolves all these issues. Would be good. Would be good. Yes. That would be the best. Yeah. Exactly. Three tiers. Tosa just created for us three tiers. Okay? But if I want to ask you, bottom line, on a halachic level, the phrase osin osan sa'ad lishana, does it have halachic relevance? Yes, it has halachic relevance. It might be a little bit weaker than some of the things on the Brice on Amud Beis, but that is what's allowing me to be Mahaber Sashana. This is my second reason that I need to be Mahaber Sashana. What? Right. Yeah.
Which one said 2 out of 3?
The Brice on Amud Beis. Yeah. 2 out of 3, right? Yeah. Yeah, so what's your question, Jerome? Yeah. That's what the Rishonim are saying. Right. Jerome's saying, at the end of the day, Rashi and Tosfos are very nice, but it's against the Gemara. If you read the Brisa, if a guy opens up a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis and he reads the Brisa, he would say, you gotta have these two. One of these two. It's 2 out of 3, and this is what was presented at me. Now, suddenly, Rashi's presenting other Brises and saying, Lav Dafka. You can get 2 in other ways. That's not really what the Brisa says, because it's really inaccurate. So now, what Rashi and Tosfos are forced to say is you need 2, but not necessarily these 2. It's a little bit difficult, which might be the reason for the Rambam's different approach to this entire sugya, and the Rambam's different approach to the entire essence of Ibra Hashanah, and what the goal is, and what is everything we've been talking about for the last few weeks based on. So now we open up and learn a Brisker Rav. We're really going to learn a Rambam. But because we go through Xerox copies, I just rely on the Brisker Rav citation of the Rambam. Comes along the Rambam in Perek Dalet. Hilchos Kiddush Achidush. Yesh Dvarim She'im. Everyone have it? Yesh Dvarim She'im Ma'abrim B'Shvilan Klal. Aval Oysen Oysen Sa'ad L'Shana. She'tzricha Ibra M'pnei Atkufa O M'pnei Aviv. U'peiris Ha'ilon. Ve'eluhen M'pnei Agdiyin V'atloim She'adayin Lo Noldu. O She'hen Ma'at U'm'pnei Agazola Shelo Pirchu. Ein Ma'abrim B'Shvil Elu. Aval osin osan sad lishan. So the Rambam's quoting our Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So now the Rambam's going to clarify. Ketzad. I am 7 lines down. Ketzad osin sad lishana. So what is this phrase, sad lishana? Oimrim shana zu tzricha ibur mipnea tkufa shenim shecha. O mipnea aviv v'peiris ha'ilin shalohi giyu. V'oid shagdiin ktanem v'agozolus rakin. Ad kan l'shona. Mokr din zeh, the source for this Rambam, Sanhedrin daf Yud Aleph. Ulam yu'uyun shom b'perish Rashi v'toysis, says the Brisker Rav, look carefully at Rashi and Toysis. De mefarshi, da hoda oysen oysen sad l'shona, haynu da hagdiyin v'hatzloim, mitztarfei la'oviv v'tkufa, u'perish ha'ilon la'aber b'shvilon. According to Rashi and Tosfos, Sad Lashana means they join and link as a reason to be a second reason for all those that are said at Amud Beis. Tarei Kaimalon, because the Brisa says, Tal Shtayim Me'em Ha'abrim Ba'alachas Me'anem Rabim. Val Zehu Dinat Agdiyin Vatzloim, and that's what the animals come, Sad, a support, Litzari V'mechon Me'elu Yizchashem Shtayim She'abru B'Shvilon. To make a secondary reason to now cause Eber. Ulam, says the Brisker Rav, if you learn the Rambam carefully, b'divrei harambam harimavur lehedya d'bo'inan shtayim milvad hagdiyim v'atzloim. Says the Rambam, I read the Brisa exactly like Jerome. The Brisa says 2, and the 2 in the Brisa. So what is sa'ad? Ve'en hagdiyim v'atzloim mitztarfin la'achshiv shtayim. And really, what's causing Ibra Hashana? Peiros ha'ilon and oviv, crops and fruits. Ula hashlim din ibor. V'chol hasad, And what is this idea of a sad? Who racked the Kishma Abram if Neat Kufo Kedoime Oimrim Shona Zu Tsricho Ibur Gamip Neagdim Vatloim.
You know what Ram just said? You know what the Briskarov just said? You know what a sad is? Garnished.
Yeah.
Garnished.
It's prob
exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's public relations. It's that, by the way, and you know, this and this and this reason. This, okay, and if anyone in the tzibur there is actually, you know, knows the halacha or learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin and says, Desdin, why are you telling me these things? These have no halacha ramification. That's true, but it sounds good. It sounds good. So that's exactly what. So ask the Brisker of, Vitzarech Bior Plugtas HaRamam B'Rashi V'Toysis B'Zeh. Why did Rashi and Toysis and the Rambam deviate from each other in the Pshat and his Braisa that is going to really affect Ibur HaShana in the greatest way possible?
Va'anira levara plugtasam, look at the way the Risker of explains. Beautiful. Dine besug yosham tana rabbonon al shloisha dvarim ma'abrimis HaShana.
The Braisa that we learned on Amid Beis says there are three reasons that you are ma'abrimis HaShana.
Ala aviv, val peris ha'ilon, val atkufa. Ala shnayim me'em ma'abrim, val lechem me'em im ra'abrim.
And if we look at Rashi and Tosis, we didn't read it inside there. The Mefarshi, the Aviv, we did. The Aviv Koi ala Pesach. What do we say? Rashi says each one of these three reasons somehow linked to another part of the year. Aviv is the Tvua that links to Pesach. Dimlo Bishla Tvua b'chodesh Nisan ma'avim mishum deba'inon shiyeh chodesh ha'aviv. Uperis Eilim, we said, Peris Eilim, Rashi says, is Atzeres, because you need the Bikurim. Al Atzeres, Shemisacher Bishulun, Yosim Yizeh, Atzeres Ma'abrim, because if you're not going to have the fruits in time for Shavuos, it's going to be a problem, so we're going to be Ma'abrim Hashana. Mishum Shatzeres Ma'navos Bikurim. Ukshok Ksiv, Chag HaKotzir, Bikurim Asecha. Utkufa Koyal, stay Tkufos. And Tkufa is something that's relevant to both Nisan and also Tishrei for Sukkis. Bein al tkufas tevish and imshach zman al tezayin nisan. Bein al tkufas or the fall or the spring that goes too long into sukkis. Tamish and ofelis lacher chagas sukkis. Kidyalfinim ikra, like we learn from the pasuk, the aviv shol tkufa yeh b'chodesh nisan. V'chein de chagas sukkis yeh b'tkufa chadosha. Val kein ma'avrim kol elu shiskami amodis v'zmano. If I would want to sum up Rashi and Tosis right there, right, I would say Rashi and Tosis are concerned with the Moados, the Yamim Tovim should fall out in the right time and the appropriate seasons. Not only that, if you look at the Yad Ramah in our Gemara, Yad Ramah says, why is it that suddenly, for two reasons we are Ma'aber and for one reason we're not? Says the Yad Ramah, exactly in line with what we're saying. You know what? If you have two of the reasons, so two of your Yamim Tovim are going to be normal. If you don't have two of the reasons, so then, if you have majority that are, then your most of your year is going to be abnormal.
That's not exactly what Rashi says.
No, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says because only one is Minat Torah. That's what Rashi says. It's a good point, right? But Rashi, all the Briskarov is saying, Rashi is saying all of the reasons are equal applying to all the Moados. That's what the Briskarov is saying. You have some for Shavuos, you have some for Nisan, you have some for also Sukkis. Good. So it would fit into that similar idea of the Yad Ramah that we're concerned with the Yamim Tovim. Comes along the Brisker Rav and says, that's not Ibur HaShana. We got the entire Ibur HaShana wrong, and this is the way we assume, and says the Brisker Rav, it's wrong. Ulefizah nimsa de'elu ha-shloshe dvarim netanim alu b'brayis shem ha'avim reshvim alas ha-shana, shloshe dvarim nefradim him. Says the Brisker Rav, according to Rashi and Tosis, there are three independent reasons that really don't connect to each other whatsoever. And what? For whatever reason, you need two. And I said the Yad Ramah's reason was because if two of them are good, so that means majority of the Moados are okay. Good. And the crops for Tvua, which is relevant for Nisan, has nothing to do with when Sukkot is going to fall out. And the crops for Shavuos has nothing to do with Nisan. Good. Ve'elam shaychus zem zeklal, three independent reasons. The chol echad dino miyuchad bizman miyuchad. The petach nemer bo dino de chodesh ha'avish ha'atvu tiye kvar galdim v'regas. V'in shi di agama avish ha'atku v'kodin tez zayin. U'batzeres nemer dino de bikur v'asach. They're all in the chavak. Sukkis ksiv, so we'll fine. Good. Ulam. Bottom line. They're all three independent reasons according to Rashi and Tosis. Ulam baramba. Now, Briskarov says, I'm going to present to you a different analysis according to Shitz the Rambam. Ulam baramba perek deiz dalet milchus kiddush ha'chodesh ha'locha aleph. Listen to the way the Rambam introduces Ibur HaShana in the first halacha.
Umipnei ma mosifin chodesh zeh? Why do we add an extra month to in a leap year? Says the Rambam. Mipnei zman ha'aviv. Because of aviv. The Torah spoke specifically about the spring. Shemor es chodesh ha'aviv. That was the commandment about us safeguarding what time? The time of spring. The time of Pesach. And what time is that? That's Nisan. Says the Rambam, Kidei shiye Pesach ba'oisei zman. Shenemar shmor es chodesh ha'aviv. She'chodesh ze bizman ha'aviv.
Comes along the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav says something fascinating in the Rambam. This is not about all the Yamim Tovim. This is not about every single Mayid. Says the Brisker Rav, there is one Pasuk that is an overarching reason that is the only Mechayiv for Ibar HaShana. What is that? Shmor et Chodesh Ha'avit. Pesach.
Okay.
Al Shloisha, says the Rambam, Simonim Ma'abrines HaShana. Now comes along the Rambam and changes the language of the Gemara. I don't know if any of you picked up on this. When we learned the Brisa on Amud Beis, it said, Shlosha what? Shlosha Dvarim. Comes along the Rambam, and he changes the language, and he says, Shlosha Simonim. What does that mean? What's the difference between a Dvar and a Simon? So, the answer is that the Rambam understands that the reason why you're being Ma'aber is not because of Tkufa, it's not because of Peres Ha'ilan, and it's not because of the Tvua, which is called Aviv. By the way, before I say anything else, the most confusing part of this sugya is that Aviv means two different things. Aviv in the Gemara and in Rashi that we've been taking up until now is called crops. It means the Tvua, the Omer, what's going to be brought on Nisan. Shmor et Chodesh Aviv means the spring, means Nisan, means Pesach. There is an overarching principle, says the Brisker Rav in Das HaRambam, that you have to be Shomer as Chodesh HaAviv. And if the Shana is going to be not with Chodesh HaAviv, it's not going to be spring, and Nisan time is not going to fall out with the Shnos HaChama of being Chodesh HaAviv, so then what? Ibris HaShana. That's the reason to be Ma'abris HaShana, and that's the only reason to be Ma'abris HaShana. Good. How do I know if that's relevant? What's my simin to know if that's going to happen? Says the Gemara, you have three simonim. Three simonim that are all interconnected. That are all triggers to know whether or not there's one overarching principle that the spring month is going to be off. What is that? I look at the equinox. I look at the fruits. I look at the tvua. But the real McCoy, according to the Rambam, is not each and every one of those reasons. According to Rashi and Tosfos, those are the reasons. Those are the dvarim. They're not simonim lemilsa. They're not now telling me on their own. They're not triggering an overarching principle. They themselves are the tzorech. Whereas according to the Rambam, that's just signifying that there's a chisaron in this year that Nisan is not going to be in Chodesh Aviv, and we're violating the overarching principle of Shmoras Chodesh Aviv. Wow. Al Shlosha Simonim Ma'abrim Zashana, Al Atkufa V'Al Aviv V'Al Peres Ha'ilan. Ketzad. Bezdin Mechashim, says the Rambam, Bezdin Mechashim V'Yoidim Im Yiyu Atkufas Nisan B'Shisha Asar B'Nisan, O Achar Zman Zeh, has the Rambam begin? Unbelievable. The Rambam says, Bezdin thinks and calculates, is Tkufas Nisan going to be on the 16th of Nisan, O Achar Zman Zeh, or it's going to fall out afterwards? Ma'abrim Zashana, Kideshia Pesach V'Zman Aviv. Why? What is the overarching factor? What is bothering me, says the Rambam? I want to make sure Pesach is in the spring. That's it. That's the whole sugi of Ibar HaShana. V'al Simen Zeh Somchen U'Ma'abrim V'Ein Choshen L'Simen Acher, and I don't care about anything else. V'cheinim Ro... What? Whoa, the Rambam just said something fascinating. If Kufa is one of the reasons, the Rambam says that can be a reason even on its own. The Gemara says, Al Shnayim Me'ev Rabim, you need two reasons. Velo Al Echon Me'en, says the Rambam, that's going on, Peres Ha'ilon, and the Tvua, and the Aviv. The Chedim Ro, Bezin Sha'adayin Lo Yigia Aviv, El Adayin Ofelu, there's no crops,
below some kuberis eil, or there's no fruits. Shadarka with smoke was mana petach, some chanal shne simonim elu, umabrnas ashrana, kadeshia aviv matzoi, ukadeshia peiris tsomch and kadera calls mana aviv, the elu and advarm shin ikashim aviv shilan, kadeshia ashanim shne chama. And what's the reason? So that we can link up the lunar calendar to the summer calendar, and we can fulfill shmor es chodesh ha'aviv. The Rambam holds the reason why Tkufa is unique is because that's the one reason that is so interconnected to the lunar calendar and the solar calendar. Peiros Te'ilon, the Tvua, those are indirect signals to knowing that the year is not really connected. But the Tkufa, the equinox, the day, that is a reason that it can exist even on its own. So the Brisker Rav goes on to explain that according to the Rambam, that's also what caused him to paskin that the Peiros Ha'ilan and the Aviv are the ones that are going to have to be linked to be two, but the Tkufa could even exist on its own. Hare da Rambam mefarish the Bein Aviv, Bein Tkufa, Peiros Ha'ilan, Kulu ala Nisan u'Pesach kaimi. It's all under one overarching principle that it's going to help Pesach and Nisan. It's all for Shmores Chodesh Aviv. It's Ibra Kosh Shmores Chodesh Aviv. Vine Tlat Mili Kulu Mishum Aviv Ninu. According to the Rambam, these three reasons are not independent reasons. They're all simonim to signal that original din. B'tzorach Lomer Ladasa Rambam Dahachik Miralu B'din Aviv Shea Aviv Shel Tkufa V'Aviv Mamish bebiker atvua arui laomer vegamshi aperes alilon tzomchen kederes man av anach tlas mili kulu tzrichi l'din aviv v'koy alai kradish moras chadish aviv sheyaver b'shulon. The yoyser nirer miloshen aram sheivinu deikar din aviv dekrosh shabol toli cheshbon hashana v'cheshbon amodos eino tzoyl lo klal bebiker atvua v'lo betkufa rak ikar perushu zman haroi laaviv l'vicheshbon shno sacham. So it goes along the Brisker Rav and he has many different proofs to this idea. And you can go on and you continue in the copies, in the Xerox. He proves from many different Rambams that the Rambam had a different analysis in this whole sugya. And the Rambam held that Peiros Ha'ilan, Tkufa, and Tvua were all signals to tell us that Nisan is not falling out in Chodesh Aviv. And they're all signals that are interconnected, and they're not independent reasons, and therefore the Rambam Lishitoso was not able to start juggling and play games and say, oh, you know what? And if you want to add in a little bit of a chicken over here and have a little bit of a support over there, says the Brisker Rav, Asad? Asad to mean what? Asad to mean that it's going to be a secondary reason? But how does a chicken fit into Chodesh Aviv? What does that have to do with Shnos Hachama? That has nothing to do with the solar calendar. That doesn't help me anything. These were three signals. And these three signals actually signify something. And they're simonim to the overarching principle of Shmores Chodesh Aviv. Now, according to this Brisker Rav, we now understand why they're brought in a totally independent brisa. Because this is the mocker, this is the original Din Min HaTorah. The original Din Min HaTorah that Rabbeinu Shalom presented to Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, listen, I have one hakpada, I have one thing that I want to make sure. Make sure Pesach falls out in Chodesh Aviv, in the spring season. How am I going to make sure of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't know, look at the crops, look at the fruits, look at the equinox, look at those things. And some of them might exist independently, some of them might be a little weaker, they're going to have to join together. But in general, what do you have to do? You have to make sure that Nisan is going to be at a time that it's appropriate and will be in the spring. Good. Now, we have a braisa on Oman Aleph that says, there are things with highways. If you ask the Brisker Rav, why are these braisas not connected? Why are they said separately? Tosfos Kashya on Oman Aleph, Brisker Rav is going to tell you, it's pushing why. The real thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was told on our Sinai about Shmores Chodesh Aviv, the mucker of Ibra Hashanah, the source of all the sugi that we've been talking about for weeks, is what? Is the Bryce on Omid Bays. Has nothing to do with a highway. Has nothing to do with the weather outside. Has nothing to do with a gullus. That was something that was nisqadish, either from Atem Afilu Shoygigin, or from Allah Moshe Sinai, like we discussed, that there's also other types of Ibra Hashanah. But now you want to know, Osin Osin Sad Lashana, and for some reason the Rambam didn't connect those two brises. Says the Brisker Rav, Chalila v'chas. Why should I compare apples and oranges? Why am I going to apply brises on Amud Aleph to brises on Amud Beis? The structure of the Gemara is beautiful according to the Brisker Rav. The structure of the Gemara is a little bit more difficult according to Rashi and Tosfos. But therefore, the Brisker Rav was forced to learn in the Rambam, since the whole Yisodish Shmoras Chodesh Ha'aviv is all about Pesach, which is, by the way, just fascinating in its own right. Next year, when it comes Pesach time, this is something to really think about. The one season that the Rabbeinu Sholem was makir about, the one Yontif. According to the Rambam, there's no issue. Rashi said Tkufa is both Tkufas Tamas and Tkufas Tishrei, right? Rashi said both, Sukkot and Pesach. Rambam doesn't hold like that. Rambam holds it's all a Pesach thing. Everything about Zman comes for Pesach. Nothing else. Right? And the Rambam will hold nothing about that. The Rambam will hold nothing like that. The Rambam will hold, it's all just a simen, like the Rambam holds a simen for Pesach. Schlepping? Who cares about schlepping? Sukkot? Who cares about Sukkot? The Rambam says, I care about one yontif. I care about Pesach. Shmor and Kodesh Oven, that's all the Torah says. Now you want to create new issues, contemporary halachic topics about highways and all these new issues? That's a braisa on Amud Aleph, very nice. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's not the way the braisas and the gemaras are going to be structured. So now the Rambam Lishitosel says, Oitzin Oitzin Sad Lashana is exactly like we said, is PR, has no other relevance la halacha. Rabbi Isai, I leave you off with a question, and then we'll get to you, Jerome. Leave you with a question we really have to get back to. Come on. Your mom is going to let me go with that? That the Gemara is telling you PR? Come on, this was before PR was introduced. This was before the year 2017 when there was an Olam Sheker. This was when it was a real world. Come on. PR. All this Bubba Mises. Rabbonim having to impress Balabatim. Come on. What is that? Come on. I want to know what's pshat. We just took all of the heat and energy out of Osen Osen Sad Lashana. According to the Brisker Rav, there could be no relevance and it can't be mitzvah, and you need reasons that are only connected to the Shnos Hachama. So then, what's the reason for PR? What's the reason? The Rambam is saying that it's in the letters, and we're going to see it's in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to tell us a story about letters that were written, and the Rabbanim made sure that the people saw that these other reasons were added to the letter. What's pshat? Is it really because of sheker? Is it really because of PR? How does that sit with you? How is that something that could be really true? Mir Tashem, next week we'll deal with it. Yeah, Jerome. Yeah, you're only allowed to make Adar Shanim. Adar can only be the month, right? Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, all these other
corollary supporting reasons. Yeah. Because it's not necessarily going to be hot today and cold tomorrow. It's going to be gradual. So mm-hmm. We'll look at the other supporting evidence.
Right. But they're a little weaker.
Correct. But they need to be, two of them because they can't be on their own. The Rambam does mention them. He mentions Tkufa could exist independently. And he says, and Peres HaElon and the Tvua on Aviv could also exist together. Those have to exist together. But again, the Rambam is saying, all to fulfill what? To fulfill Yemei Nisan. Shmores Chodesh Aviv. What?
In Adar, how do you know what the Peres HaElon will look like in 6 months later?
You get the farmer.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
So here's, I think, what may explain. Because once you think up, you are by thinking up to Pesach, according to what the Torah is saying.
Yeah.
You're thinking up by definition and all the rest back into place.
That's true.
Because once you set up
That's true. What are these pointing out? But that's in an indirect way.
No, you're right.
You're right. You're right. 100%. Even according to the Rambam, you are linking up the solar calendar to the lunar calendar. That is ultimate. But that's the mitzvah. But that was only done through Nisan.
Yes.
That was only done through Nisan. Whereas Rashi says, no, the solar calendar and lunar calendar is done through Shavuos, through Pesach, through Sukkot, no difference. And they're all independent reasons. Rambam says, no, there's one overarching reason. It's because of Shmoras Chodesh HaAviv. Yeah. Totally. Correct. Correct. But I don't understand. Why do I need PR? I have two valid reasons over here. I have two good reasons. No, but the Rambam says, Osan Osan Sad, even when you have the good reasons. You have Aviv, you have Peres Ha'ilan, and what do? You write about the weak animals to make it a Sad Lashana. So Rashi does say Sad Lashana means that now it gives me the capability to make an Ibra Hashana. The Rambam says no, PR. What in the world is PR? So then the Rambam agrees to that, but that's a totally different track of Ibra Hashana. That's not even where he brings up Sad. He doesn't even bring up Sad there. Sad is within the real McCoy of Peres Ha'ilan and Shmoras Chodesh HaAviv. So that's the question. You're right. If, I would agree with you, if the Rambam told me, whenever you're implementing those extraneous reasons, like the highway, then you need a Sad, that would be great. Because that's really a made-up reason, and they should really need PR from that. But that's not where the Rambam brings up Sad. The Rambam brings up Sad where the Gemara brings up Sad, which is two valid reasons of being able to be ma'abar. I don't need any extra koach. I'm good.
No, but that's not... But the, but that,